Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Earlier this year, we introduced you to the Brooklyn quintet Lucius. We did that with a tiny desk concert recorded by NPR. Since then, the band was marked by several outlets as a must-see group at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. Now, you're going to hear them live in our studio with a song that appears on their self-titled debut EP. This is Lucius and a song called Go Home.
I'm your dolly, stuffed with extra baggage. Lay me down.
That is the band Lucius and a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio of a song called Go Home. And I am really glad that we're shooting video for the website for soundcheck.org because the band Lucius, not only do you guys look great, but it's all very symmetrical. Everybody sings, but the lead vocals are by Jess Wolf. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
And Holly Lessig. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Each of whom are behind a keyboard, sort of facing each other. And behind each of them is an electric guitarist, Peter Lalish and Andrew Burry. And then off to the side is drummer Danny Malad and everybody dressed in festive green. You're a little late for St. Paddy's Day. Is this, I mean, what's, do you always perform sort of in costume, Jess?
Yeah. I think for us, we wanted to carry over the sort of idea that we were echoing one another, sort of two voices as one. You know, the group is very much like a heartbeat. We need one another to be playing each other's parts. So we wanted visually that to be reflected.
Mm-hmm. And Holly, is everybody in the band on board with this too?
Yeah, yeah. Right, guys?
Yes. 100%.
Some sheepish grinning going on in the back row of the band there. So the setup is two electric guitars, two keyboards, and I said drums, but Danny's kit is really just a pair of, like, you know, old field drums that he's turned on end. There's no bass. So how did you come upon this instrumentation? Was it sort of driven by the music, or did you have some visual thing in mind?
I guess I'll answer this one.
Danny behind the drum and a half.
It's just one of those things where you try something and it feels like something is evolving, something is happening, and you just kind of take it and run with it. And I think initially the idea of playing standing up came from us rehearsing in a bedroom and trying to keep quiet and then liking how that sounded and then trying it louder. And then the idea that none of us really were a bassist and trying to say, well, we want bass, so how do we implement mm-hmm. that? And it just sort of evolved from there.
So Jess, how do you implement that without a bass player?
Well, Pete and I switch off, really. He has this cool pedal that sort of allows him to switch between guitar and bass, or what sounds like bass. And then I have this cool little synth mm-hmm. bass, Mofo, okay. Dave Smith. And, yeah.
All right. So you're able to sort of approximate the sound of the bass. Holly, where does the name Lucius come from?
Mm. Well, it comes from Jessica's dog, who is no longer with us but lives on in our band, in his memory. Lucius, the English bulldog.
And how long have you guys been Lucius?
Well, Jess and I came up with the name like 7 years ago or something like that. But the project now is different, even though it's the same name. So mm-hmm. we've been working on this for about a year and a half.
Right, which explains why just now, after 7 years as Lucius, just now you have a debut EP coming out. Mm-hmm. So the idea was what? The two of you, Jess, what you were saying before, the two singers but one voice?
Yeah. We started singing together, and it was sort of this just sisterly connection. I mean, we're not sisters, but people kept sort of responding to our voices that mm-hmm. way. Separately, we have very different voices, but together we do have this special voice together. And then, you know, with the boys, they're each playing sort of a broken down kit, so it sort of makes one drum together. And then Pete's just a mighty Pete back there. He plays a plethora of things.
So now you guys are based in Brooklyn. Not in, like, you know, Hipsterville, Williamsburg, but in Ditmas Park, which is full of these old, beautiful, like, Victorian homes and stuff. And for a while, you guys shared a house there, right?
Yeah.
And the story goes that you moved in and found all kinds of musical surprises.
Yeah, I mean, we found this house on Craigslist, and it didn't mention anything about being a musical house or anything like that, but we were looking for a large house to house eight or nine, you know, musicians. And so we went to go check out this house, and when we went inside, there was a grand Steinway piano from 1921, and there was these old organs, and there's a studio in the basement, and the landlords were totally unfazed. Like, they did,
they had nothing, they had no idea what that meant to somebody like us, you know. And we just, it nurtured our writing habits for the next 2 years, and yeah, sort of opened our doors to these guys.
So why did the house have all this stuff in it?
It was a music school and recording studio for about 70 years. And actually, supposedly, even before that, through another family, but the Bromleys, Bromley School of Music. And we later actually got in touch with some of their remaining family members. And, you know, I think they both lived and died in the house. And mm-hmm. I think it was probably a lot of expensive equipment and very expensive to move. And they might
just
not have wanted
there.
To deal yeah. with it. Yeah.
Is it still there?
Yeah, it's still there.
With the organs and the piano and all?
I mean, I think so.
Wow.
It would not be easy to move some of those pianos from the basement, or, you know, are probably 500 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we are speaking with the band Lucius. You can hear the fruits of their labors on their self-titled debut EP, which is out now. They're also performing on Wednesday, April 10th, at Webster Hall, opening for Caveman. And for our listeners on WDET in Detroit, on April 27th, they're at the Garden Bowl Detroit, which claims to be the oldest continuously operating bowling alley in the country. Have you guys played at a bowling alley before?
Yes, in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
Brooklyn Bowl.
Brooklyn Bowl.
All right, so you know all about it. All right, let's hear another. You want to do Don't Just Sit There?
That'd be great.
All right. It's another song played live in the studio by the band Lucius here in the Soundcheck studio.
Just sit there.
Once again, the Brooklyn band Lucius performing here in our Manhattan studio on Soundcheck and a song called Don't Just Sit There. Their self-titled debut EP is out now. The band is playing Wednesday, April 10, at Webster Hall, and April 27 out in Detroit at the Garden Bowl, the old bowling alley there in Detroit, and playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio with another song called Turn It Around. Here is Lucius.
Thank you.
Turn It Around from the band Lucius, live in the Soundcheck studio. You'll find it on their self-titled debut EP, out now as well. And if you're sitting at home thinking, I like this band, well, you are not alone. Paul Krugman, a big fan of Lucius. You guys know about this, I assume. The New York Times op-ed columnist and Princeton economics professor, and by the way, Nobel Prize winner. Loved your Tiny Desk concert that you guys did for NPR, which we aired. He writes on the New York Times, on his New York Times blog, I didn't really expect to like this group, didn't sound at all like my kind of thing, but they're something special, and their songs keep rattling around in my head. So, Paul Krugman.
Thanks,
big,
Paul.
Big fan of Lucius. If someone says, well, it doesn't sound like my kind of music, what kind of music is this? I mean, some of it has the sound of 60s girl group. But, you know, that song you did, Don't Just Sit There, those harmonies had me thinking of kind of classic country music almost.
Yeah, it's the question that we get asked. And, you know, we're just trying to make music that is as it's just us, and not force it to be any one thing. And, you know, nowadays, I don't think it matters what it's called or if there's a label on it. I think that you can be anything.
And 4 out of 5 of you were collectively a drum kit at one point during that last song, which was nice to hear and nice to see. We have shot video. You can check it out on our website at soundcheck.org. The band is Lucius. Guys, thank you so much. And I say guys in the sort of gender-neutral sense of the word. Thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.